Listener Production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. More efforts to stamp out sexual harassment at WA mine sites. The state government delivering more than $1 million to different services across the state that'll provide support to victims. With boats sitting unused over the last few months, Southwest owners are urged to start making sure they're summer ready. Get them serviced, refuelled and check all the safety equipment is stocked. Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson says we've all got a part to play in helping our marine rescue services.
Make sure that they are fueled, because many of the jobs, you'd be surprised to hear, many of the jobs that our marine rescue volunteers have to do relate to boats running out of fuel or boats idling as a result of them not being used over the past few months.
Nearly 20,000 fee-free places will be made available at TAFEs across WA next year under a new funding boost from the state and federal governments. It's part of a $112 million boost to address our skills shortage by driving enrolments in key sectors. This Christmas is set to be a big strain on West Aussies amid rate rises and cost of living pressures. New figures reveal 3 in 10 Aussies have been forced to cancel their plans this Christmas with pressure on their pockets. Karen Sorrenti from Aussie Home Loans says it's hitting vulnerable members of the community the hardest.
We're seeing millennials are more likely to be concerned about this impact, and we're particularly seeing that Australians with children under 18 at home are worried. They're thinking about things like their holiday plans and their Christmas gifts.
To local sport, Collingwood Park claimed victory over the Royals in Albany and Districts cricket on the weekend. The Royals winning the toss with Collingwood Park batting first. Collingwood Park making 8 for 159, while the Royals made 10 for 149. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.